Drink some water,
listen,
you fuck.
Just get it out of your system.
No, I'm fine.
We're on,
I
bro.
Insist. Yeah, we can work
okay,
together better
good,
if you just
worry.
Got
mole! Bloody mole! We're not supposed to talk about the bloody mole, but there's a bloody mole winking me in the face.
I'm going to chirp it off and cut it up and make some guacamole. Molly, 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 molly.
Molly, molly,
to the Jason Domenico podcast.
Daddy,
come on, orphans, get up, your daddy love.
Daddy wasn't there to change my underwear.
They got all streaky and shit.
Daddy, daddy wasn't there.
He didn't take me to the fair, you motherfucker.
Circumcised.
What?
What?
Hey! Hey! Welcome everybody to the Jason Domenico podcast.
Do you have a daddy issue? Here's a daddy tissue.
What?
If you've got an issue, here's a tissue.
What a loving guy.
This goes out to everyone who's got daddy issues. Here's a fucking tissue.
Episode 52. And today we're honoring movie quotes.
Comedy movie quotes from Austin Powers Gold Member.
You know, when you have kids, I think you're going to find that all kids are different, eh? Yeah.
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 This is chapter 5.
Look alive. The show.
Rumbling stops by every time. Because I said so.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Where are you at?
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
We'll fail for president!
This podcast is rated PG-13 for...
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
Bestians coming three, right?
An extra fabulous fun. Yeah. Listen to this at maximum volume because this is a rock and roll podcast. And consider this a staycation from your problems.
Bam.
Our motto here is hashtag laughter is medicine.
Yahtzee!
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 Still good,
Jason
man.
Jason Domenico, my podcast, is the New York City 80s style Rocky Horror of podcasts with group participation.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player!
Wave it around!
The interns all think they're complete players. Right?
I'm a player.
For all the new listeners, Dee, right across from me, is a New York City-based recording artist.
That's right.
And you can hear all her music and a podcast and all her creativity at DomenicoArtist.com.
There. But I will be there. I'll take you to the fair.
If you want to go to the fair with Dee, everything online is Domenico Artist. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, yes. SoundCloud, YouTube, Stitcher, Napster, iTunes.
Bang.
And again, still coming soon is the Snapchat.
What?
New listeners, welcome to the party,
right
baby.
On,
yeah,
man.
I offer you friendship, acceptance, and enlightenment. Not too bad.
Not too bad,
too
man.
Shabby.
Not a bad Saturday.
If you like comedy movie quotes.
What the? I didn't have any corn.
Fuck.
Again, what was that? Again.
What the? I didn't have any corn.
That's funny.
What the? I didn't have any cars.
So if you like the paranormal show Ghost Adventures,
these are our Ghost Adventures.
And if you playing, having fun, and laughing at silly, stupid shit, this is the podcast for you. There's the Inception train, all aboard. Next stop, Planet Tomac Transport. Start playing the drinking game now. Like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like it doesn't exist.
That's the way it's done.
That's how it's done, son. Welcome to Planet Tomac, the after party. Tomac is Camelot backwards.
Right on.
What?
It's gibberish for suck my dick. I believe that play awakens your life force, and everybody here is dedicated to keeping their inner child alive.
Yes, you're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. That's why we blast off here to Planet Tomek, a magical, mythological planet. It gives us permission to play and get you people out of your heads and into your heart.
Boom! Boom!
Hey!
Hey! We all have alter egos here, just like the show American Gods. If you believe it, you are it. Therefore,
right,
I am Queen D. Morpheus the Siren.
Yeah.
I'm here to wake you from the matrix that is your fears. And when I sing, you're under my spell. 2, 3, 3. You are.
I am WD Wizard, the shapeshifter, and this is my time traveling.
Yeah, you got an upgrade.
Oh, man.
Yeah, baby. Demigods and folklore legends are all exist here on Planet Tomek. It's true.
Yes.
Bronies, Trekkers, Vernonites, Legend Trippers, GAC Family, Potterfiles, Jedis, and anyone who enjoys a nice horror movie on a Sunday afternoon, you're all welcome here. Be open to it right after church.
That's Jack Ferry. He's our mythological tour guide. He takes us from one topic to the next, flies us all around.
Like a bird through the night. Jack Ferry has a sidekick who likes to greet us when we get here on time. Lola, the zombie pug fairy. My 13-year-old pug who went to the Rainbow Bridge in 2015 is forever immortalized here on Planet Tomek, baby. Mama loves my sweet angel pie pug.
What's next? I'm going to walk in on Mom giving Dad a... A push pop?
Ooh.
What's a push pop?
What's a push pop?
I made it up, Dave. It's a sexual term that I just made up.
What's a push pop?
I don't know.
What's a push pop?
I don't know.
What's a push pop?
I've been to the bowels of the internet and I've never seen a push pop.
God, just tell me, what's a push pop?
It's a whole hand up an ass, David. Is that what you want me to say?
Two hands.
Push in the pop. Is that what you want me to say?
That's a mystery clip.
There's Jack Ferry. Time to move on to the first topic. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Go. Or 1, 2, 3.
Go
1, 2, 3.
2.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Empath. People.
Empathic. Listeners, I've encouraged Dee over the years to really embrace and really look into and develop her empathic abilities and to really trust and take them in.
Right, and this is a big deal for me to just, like, fully embrace it. Even though it's like, damn, bitch, you wait a real long time to fully embrace it. But, you know, it's fear. It's just a lot of stuff, you know? And I know that it came from my father's side of the family.
You would talk a little bit about how, as a child, your father would help you see colors and things and sort of describe things.
We played in colors. If it's in the park, pointing out leaves.
One of the reasons why you were having such a hard time fully accepting and taking on being an empath was that once you open yourself up to that, it just gets stronger and stronger.
And the only parent that could help me is dead.
Ain't that a bitch? Yeah.
Or can he?
If you've got a daddy issue, here's a daddy tissue.
That's from our theme today.
Yeah.
Austin Powers Gold Member, please continue.
So I know that you need to get educated. You need to figure out which ones you are. So I did some research and I found a group of them, and two of them I felt are really applicable to you directly from my experience with you. Mm. One is obviously the emotional empath.
Okay, so read to me.
Sorry, emotional empath.
Okay.
My pronunciation sucks. So the basic gist of
Don't get down on yourself, man. You got a good job. You don't do anything all day. Just smoke weed. Pineapple Express, baby.
I do have a good job, don't I?
Thanks, man.
What?
All right, let's run back to Earth.
An emotional empath is one of the most common types of empath. It's when you pick up on the emotions of others and the feelings that other people have around you come on to you.
That's been the biggest problem of my whole entire life. As an adult, as a child, I didn't know what I was feeling wasn't my own feelings. I know that now.
Right.
I'm always so anxious. As a kid, I couldn't be on Xanax. Now I am.
the perks of being an adult.
And hence, looking into
all the different types of empaths and how to deal with it.
Right.
It helps you understand it and differentiate from
I'm in show business.
Right.
But yet, I don't like crowds.
What?
Okay.
Being told how sensitive I am growing up. You're too sensitive. Now I know My sensitivity is the best part of me.
It's a wonderful thing.
And that's
thing.
What, thank you, and it's what makes me a good artist, a good singer, a good sure. songwriter. I got a leg up. I'm an empath, yo. He's so stupid.
You're so good, you're an evil genius. It's like a universal evil sound.
My
it's
man.
Brilliant. It's brilliant.
I can't get
man.
Through this. What else is on your list?
The other one that tied to you was the animal empath. If you are an animal empath, you probably already spend as much time with animals as you can. And right. some kind of a healer for the animals, where you can kind of sense what's wrong with them and help them get help.
Emotionally.
Right, not medically.
Not medically.
Right.
I'm just really in tune with them, as you've seen.
Absolutely.
I can't explain it. It just is. And the medium from Lilydale
yeah.
that I get Skype readings from told me you're an empath and you're an animal healer, but not medically,
right.
but spiritually for the animal. Not that you see sickness and illness in them.
Right.
You're just, and that's why I'm able to train the dogs so well. I mean, you see me. It's like
it's almost telepathic when you look at it. It's like they're like, oh, okay, yeah, mine wants to go over here and try this and do that.
I've always felt that way with animals.
Crazy.
Also, the medium told me that people would experience from me good vibes, good feelings.
Right.
So even though I'm more for animals, humans would
human people,
feel more comfortable around me or
feel
positive
better.
Or right. something like that. That's how people would experience me. That's what she said.
I mean, Dee, people feel more positive around you. Everyone here knows that. Everyone experiences it. When they come away from talking with you, they just feel better and more positive.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's true. That's true.
Two, it's very draining. So that's what I'm learning. That's what Lorraine Warren said when we went to the occult museum.
Right.
Surround yourself in white light. Don't let people take from you. I'm not exactly sure what she meant by that because I was too focused on staring at Lorraine Warren and going, oh my God, take a picture with
You're
me.
Lorraine Warren.
And if you want to see that video, go to my YouTube channel, Domenico Artist.
Oh.
I don't see auras.
Right.
Or when I said colors before, I don't see those colors. I see it in like in different, like when I'm doing the angel oracle cards.
Right.
I close my eyes like until I pick the card and until I see like green. And I'm not sure why green is a thing. So I'm on my journey to find out what my deal is as an empath.
And how best to use it, right?
Yes. And guys on Twitter, fellow empaths, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love some advice, and I have no advice to give because this is the beginning of my journey,
right.
fully accepting, arms wide open,
right on.
That I am, yes, I am an empath.
Yeah, you are.
I didn't have any car. Dr. Evil, you look very toit.
Toit.
Yes, toit like a toiter. Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, you look like a macho man.
That's from our team today. Austin Powers Gold member.
On to the next topic.
These are our ghost adventures.
Oh my goodness. All right, Dee, where are we going today?
We're going to the Navajo Reservation, Upper Fruitland Curse.
Right on.
We live in a farm that is shrouded in mystery. Their crops won't grow. Their animals are being viciously attacked. The whole family is suffering from attacks from an entity that has no face.
No face.
They are literally crying for our help.
All right, let's take this down for a
terrifying.
Discussion.
Yeah.
This is a great lockdown. The one before at Skinwalker Canyon. I mean, the Navajo, it's just no joke. We're just going to touch on a couple of things
right.
from this lockdown that we really like. When GAC arrived, the neighbors were already outside there, confirming there's a little demon troll with no face running around the area.
Right.
I'm out. I'd be out.
I'd be out too, man.
One night, the son was awakened by right. being choked.
Looking up, being choked.
by a little child demon in plaid. What?
I know, that's odd, right?
With blue jeans.
Plaid and jeans.
Shaking, no face, shaking his head back and forth like
right.
a big blur, like something you would see in a freaking horror movie.
right,
and
right.
the rest of the family saw the same demon kid. Everyone's seen the demon kid
the
with
night.
No face, shaking his head back and forth.
Right.
I'm out!
Staring at him sleeping at night.
What about when they were doing the walkthrough and Zach felt a presence in the back right. of the trailer where all the evil happens.
He went right there.
And all the cats from outside were coming up to the trailer. What's that about?
You know what that's about.
I know what that's about.
They're sensing bad shit and they're all circling because they're being called by the evil.
And when Zach was in the back, he said, I lost time. I feel like I lost time. Same thing they felt at Skinwalker Canyon.
Right.
That's a different lockdown.
Right.
The EVP that Billy got, he asked, what are you? And that sound, it right. doesn't translate on the podcast. It was so crazy sounding. Yeah, it was like a comb or something. Yeah. And when they played it for the wife, she got really upset.
Brenda has heard this sound before, captured from others on the reservation. Could this be the sound made by an entity derived from ancient ancestral Puebloans who settled here in the 7th century? Or from the massacre she told us about earlier?
Indian massacre. You're going to get a lot of paranormal activity.
We saw that everywhere.
Oh my God, what about the black figure in the backyard running towards where the pool would be?
That was movie quality, man.
That was insane.
That was awesome.
Come on, I mean, that was like the most amazing evidence I've seen in a long time.
It
was like a fucking movie, yeah, but it wasn't. It was Ghost Adventures. They're hearing noises coming from the trailer while they're in the van, nerve center.
Right.
Aaron says, I feel fear coming on to me. I don't know why. So Zach's like, all right.
You're going
to the trailer by yourself. FYI, everybody, because everybody gets really mad. Like, why is he always sending Aaron in there? Watch the Riddle House aftershocks. Aaron tells everybody, I don't cleanse. I never cleanse.
It's
an experiment. Yeah. I'm doing it on purpose to see what happens. And it's also part of my role in Ghost Adventures as an experiment. And Zach calls him a dirty sponge. And so that's why he is the guinea pig
right.
being thrown in there.
It's the role that he's assumed and he's taken on every lockdown.
Right. So I'm not saying that that's cool or not cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the GAC family are asking this question.
Right.
That's why.
I know right now you're just like, what's wrong with Aaron? He's freaking out. He's hyperventilating. I can't explain this.
You're saying it was almost like Blair Witch in the Woods. The kids come up
yeah,
out of nowhere.
Yeah, so Aaron's like, I'm out. I'll leave the spirit box in the back of the trailer and I'm out. He goes back to the van and he's like in this crazy, confused state. His eyes are closed. He's like, I feel like I'm going to black out.
Right.
But I've been on the verge of blacking out for like minutes now and his eyes
nuts.
Are closed. I felt so bad for him.
He's like, I just need to go to sleep.
Yeah, I need to go to sleep. It's like, no, you don't. That's the last thing you need to do.
That's what a head trauma says.
Word.
Zach and Billy go in the trailer, leaving Aaron and Jay at Nerve Center in the van right in front of the house.
And what happens next had every GAC fan flipping out. The bang on the van.
Yeah.
I jumped. They jumped. You could feel it was so loud. Now, right. here's the topic of discussion. What right. was on the porch? What's a push pop? What was on the porch?
Push-pop.
A dog. It moved when the bang happened.
Right, it was responding to it.
It moved weird.
Yeah, it did.
What was that?
Everybody was looking at it like, what the fuck was it? Because
yeah.
It wasn't referenced on the show at all, so it was a big side discussion.
Has Ghost Adventures referenced it? I don't remember seeing anything on Twitter about it.
No, I haven't.
That was an evil troll just like crouching down. That's what I think.
That sounds terrible,
that's what was going
man.
On outside. Inside right. the trailer, Zach and Billy get two anomalies that pop up on either side in the back before you go into the evil room.
Right.
One had no head.
And both of them were there just like they're guarding and trying to keep people out of that back room where all this shit was going down.
I mean, back and forth. Aaron's back in the trailer now. Bang, bang, in the back where he
right.
is. I'd be out. I'm telling you, I give them such props.
Aaron tells Billy that while he was in the back room, he felt something push twice on the trailer, making loud noises and causing it to vibrate.
I don't know if you could fully appreciate that EVP.
That translates okay. When you see it in person, it's like someone runs up and just slams
you
in the trailer.
You can feel the vibration.
Yeah.
That's how
shakes.
Hard it was. This land is so active. Don't forget the black figures they got walking in the backyard. Let's not forget that.
There are two of them. They're fading in, fading out. They look fucking so scary.
You will not attack the family. You will not choke the son. You will not make them sick.
Yeah.
There's too much good here. You must leave this house.
Yes. Tell them him, Zach. He's
calling
Tell
him out,
them.
Bro.
He's calling him out. That's Zach and Jay in the main house now. And as soon as he says that, they see like four light orbs go right. past them on the ceiling. They hear this noise. It ends up being a chair in right. the other room that pulls away from the table. And they show that a few minutes before it right. was not pulled out.
Perfect
Meanwhile,
shot.
They come across a crawl space in a small room that they discovered.
So
Jay goes down
scary.
There in the dark by himself
right.
and starts recording, and he's throwing rocks. Like, and I said to you, wouldn't it be funny if he's throwing rocks and all of a sudden a ball comes rolling right. back to him?
Slowly in the horror fashion.
You can hear footsteps above him, and right. then the lid to the crawl space slams over onto the floor.
Right.
I jumped. I haven't jumped like that in so long watching a lockdown. And being on my Facebook page the next day, everybody felt the same way.
It was clearly someone walked over and knocked it over.
We'd play it for you, but it doesn't really come
translate.
Across
yeah.
on the podcast.
It was loud.
What a great lockdown.
Yes.
Epic, epic, epic. Zach, please take us
out.
This investigation here in Upper Fruitland has given us some of the best and most diverse evidence in quite some time. We thank this family for allowing us to capture activity in order to share it with the world. It is now time for them to take ownership of their home back from these spirits with a series of house blessings and cleansing rituals.
Yes. I really hope that family
oh,
gets
good.
The help they want, deserve, and desperately need. And
Absolutely.
I'm glad Ghost Adventures went there. It's only July,
right.
and GAC already is telling us, watch out for this year's Halloween special. It gets better and better. I
yeah,
can't imagine
awesome.
It getting any better, but yeah.
But it will.
Yeah, people, it's July, and I'm already excited about Halloween.
How can I find this gold member? Quid pro quo, Mr. Power.
Yeah.
Yes. Squid pro quo. In a matter of hours, a meteor will crash into Earth, causing a global flood.
Awesome.
That is, of course, unless you pay me. $1 billion.
Yen.
Stupid.
That's from our theme today, Austin Powers Gold Member.
There's Jack Ferry. It's time to move on to the next topic. Evolution, revolution, free your mind. Welcome to Evolution Revolution.
Free your mind.
Come one, come all to King Arthur's Round Table here on Planet Tolmac, where we come together as equals.
Nice.
We're safe, we get personal, and I share my truths with you.
All
Hashtag
right.
live your truth.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
I'll tell you what's up. The first stop is always stop cyberbullying.
Yeah.
If you're feeling cyberbullied, empower yourself mm-hmm. to block and ignore the bully.
Right.
Ignore being the key word here, guys. Yes, it is possible to learn mm-hmm. to have the self-control to fully ignore a rude, negative, argumentative person. Self-control. It's self-control.
It's hard, though.
And having self-control is empowering. Empower yourself to ignore these negative people.
That's right.
And when you do that, you take away a cyber bully's power.
Right.
Attention.
That's all they want.
So don't talk about the bully on a public forum.
That's
talk
the first
to
thing.
Your friend in a private message to get their support. It's important to have your friends.
Right.
But don't talk about the situation out in the open. The bully gets more attention. If there's no audience,
interns,
there's no show. So don't give him attention. Have some fucking self-control. And don't go looking to see if they're talking about you. Because guess what? They are.
They always
are. I know it sucks, but guys, you can do it. Empower yourself to have self-control. They'll move on to somebody else. Trust me. Hashtag stop cyberbullying.
Mini-Me loves chocolate. Scotty Duke.
What? I like chocolate fine.
That's just Scotty Duke.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Dora?
How about what?
How about you, Dora?
What are you?
How about you, Dora?
I don't even
know. How about you, Dora?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you, Duke, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Duke.
Dr. Evil, perhaps it's time that you finished unveiling your plan.
Yes, thank you, number two.
Thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, my plan is...
Scotty Duke. Oh, come on.
come on, you're such a lame ass.
Mini me, aimé le chocolat. Yeah, yeah. Scotty, n'est pas.
You know, this is causing me serious psychological harm.
I don't know who am I.
That's from our theme today, Austin Powers Gold Member.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
It's so classic, it holds up, man.
No. Love, sweet love.
It's gorgeous, dude.
It's the only thing that is just too little love. And the world needs love right now. I'm telling you, Trumpito.
I mean, the mood lighting here just got dim and sexy, D. That was nice.
But we do. The world needs a lot of love right now.
Yes.
I'm here to share my personal shit with you. Ooh, can you feel what a shitty year I've had? Yeah. Yes, I'm going to talk about Mozart. I appreciate everybody's love and support.
It's time for an update on him.
It's about to get real and up in here.
But he is doing better. So Mozart is a...
The music. The vibe in here has changed,
it's
right?
Cool, man. It's
magic.
All good.
It's magic.
We're talking about the love of a pug.
It's magical, baby.
Pugs are magical.
Mozart's my second rescue. He's 8. I've had him for a little over a year and a half.
And everybody knows that Dee has been off social media like January, February, March, April,
a little bit
of May. Her birthday came in, you know. But she's been taking care of Mozart,
yeah,
and making sure he's okay. He's been through 2 major surgeries. Mm-hmm. He came through them like a fucking champ.
And all of this is because of a pre-existing condition that he had before I adopted him.
Right.
I didn't know about it. He came with an extra surprise.
Yeah, baby!
That's still giving.
But he's so fucking sweet.
Oh, he is the sweetest boy in the whole world. Oh my God, I love him so much. Please, like, God, are you listening? The music. Like, I since 2014, I've lost 3 dogs. Don't let there be a 4th.
Would you like a schmuck and a pancake?
I would.
Mozart's pre-existing condition came because he had an ear infection that was left unattended and went deep into his head, became an abscess behind his brain, he had to take part of his ear canal out. It's a terrible pre-existing condition.
Yeah, and since the day I brought him home, so it's like that. So he's sneezing and there's snot flying everywhere. He's coughing, poor little guy.
Right.
But the scary thing is his face blows up. The side of his head blows up and then pus comes out and then we have to put like warm compress on him. So this, with like
out.
Tons and tons of antibiotics, everything that you could think of, great doctors, MRIs, we've done it all, okay?
Flapjack and a cigarette?
Both, please.
After a year of stuff, he's had his ear canal sewn shut.
What?
He's had his head split open.
What?
Abscess drained. And he's still very sweet about it. And
he's not in pain,
recovery.
Guys. He got a headache, you know. But he had that before he met me. And not because of me.
And the vet said that he can make a full recovery and live a happy, fun life. And I just want to give a shout out to the specialist.
He's only middle-aged, you know. I could get a good 6-7 years out of this guy. 8 years.
I just want to give a shout out to Verge out in Brooklyn.
Yes.
The doctors, the staff, they're all fucking amazing. They've done great work for Mozart and they really, really love him.
Yeah, good service. Pretty expensive. I mean, I'm going to keep it real, you know, but like they take really good care of him.
Right.
So fellow fur babies,
if you need
parents,
some really special help, try them
out. I mean,
you know,
if your guy's messed up, man, bring him there. And they don't know, this isn't a plug, they don't know we're saying this. I mean, like everybody in that hospital vet is rooting for Mozart. Everybody loves him. I bring him in, they're like, Mozart! Everyone's rooting for him. Everybody like on Facebook and on Twitter, everyone's rooting for Mozart. So am I. He didn't have a good day yesterday and today. But tomorrow's a new day, guys.
Right.
So I would appreciate prayers and just sending out positive vibes and energy towards me and Mozart because I believe in all that, guys. And I know that he's my monkey man and he's here to stay.
Right.
Thanks for the love. This is Groovy, baby. This is my song.
My
remember,
favorite song.
I wrote it, I sang it, I produced it, I arranged it. I sang all the backups, so can you at least go download it at theminicoartist.com? I'll wait.
You did the shit out of it, Dee.
Did do the shit out of it. It's time for some shout-outs.
All right.
Planet Tolmac family member Dawn.
At end 5723.
Xena the Warrior is truly a warrior. Mm-hmm. Stand up, guys.
Come on, intern, stand
Dawn
up.
Dawn is a breast cancer survivor.
Right on,
just
Dawn.
Just had surgery. She's rocking it. I love you. I respect you. I honor you. I'm in awe of your strength. I love you. I'm here for you every day.
We're very proud of you, Dawn.
I love you. Love
we
you.
Love you, Dawn. Love you.
Planet Tolmac family member Bethany.
At B. Ganan.
The singer-writer. She's been battling health issues herself and has just had some surgery. And she's healing and she's doing well. And she channels her creativity when she writes.
Yeah.
So keep doing that. Channel it. It'll be a release for you. I love you too.
And please keep sending us chapters. They're great.
Yes. Abby Fitzgerald.
At Abigail underscore Rose 92.
Abby, you're a super cool, down-to-earth, friendly soul, and a fellow Ghost Adventures fan.
Yes, you family.
Family, baby. I enjoy interacting with you on Twitter, Insta, Facebook. You always have a kind word for me. So let me give a kind word back to you.
All right, Diego.
Thank you. I appreciate you being my friend. Charities ASPCA New York City, stjude.org, and standuptocancer.org.
We are ELE Media New York City!
Everybody love everybody.
We have one priceless asset right across from me is a beautiful, talented, incredible singer, songwriter, composer, and she's also a super genius.
Oh, shit!
In case you haven't seen one before, that's what one looks like. A siren super genius.
You've stunned me almost into silence. Thank you.
And you can download all of Domenico's music at Napster, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play, and the home base of DomenicoArtist.com.
Where all your wildest dreams will come true.
No
Vote
matter
for
how
Pedro
dirty.
While you're there, too. So, WD, while you're voting for Pedro, tell me something.
Yes, what?
How can the listeners support an independent artist like myself these days when the major record company labels own the music industry?
And the distribution channels and all the political power.
Holy shit! Artists have fucking licensing deals before the song's even released.
Right.
That's how it's done. But I have a very good entertainment attorney. And we use the buddy system.
You need somebody watching your back at all times.
So share the music.
Share the podcast.
At least one friend and ask them to do the same. The buddy system. And the currency is retweet, shares, and downloads. Post, like, share, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Everything online is Domenico Artist. Hey.
And one last thing. When you go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review for the podcast. It does help us get found and help spread the word, so that's a big help for us.
Word, yo.
Some of the silicone breast implants were filled with taco meat.
What?
Some of these silicone breast implants were filled with
taco meat.
Gee, why did Ron Burney stop by with that genius insight?
Because this is Chapter 5,
Look Alive, the show.
And Ron Burgundy can stop by anytime he wants.
Two.
Ooh, there's the Inception train. You know what that means?
What does that mean, Dee?
Telling us to get ready for that kick to be kicked off of Planet Tolmac, the after
party.
But first... Hey, it's time to drink again. Get drunk, my friend. It's JC, the medical podcast. Drink again. All right, WT, what was the drink count for the last podcast? I know, I love that. Episode 51, where we celebrated comedy movie quotes from Scary Movie 3.
I got a dream.
What is your dream?
To have a dream.
Come on, George.
What was the drink count?
The count was 34 drinks.
Bang. And you can listen to podcast 51 at DomenicoArtist.com. The interns...
Orphans!
Oh, yes, Orphans!
Orphans!
...made up the rules. Everything is one drink. Go.
Okay, when you hear a quote from our movie theme of the show today, which is Austin Powers Gold Member, when you hear Domenico say the word fuck, just her, not me.
Any fucking fucker, motherfucker.
Fuckery.
Those are like a whole bunch of drinks right there.
When you hear us say evolution, revolution, and free your mind, when you hear us say mystery clip. When you hear us transport to Tolmac, which of course sounds like...
Drink.
Every time Domenico says bang or bang bang.
Or bang bang bang.
Every time Domenico laughs snorts.
Thank you. The golden rule, you can't say drink, drank, or drunk, or you must drink a shot. The Planet Tolmac rule, you must play as your party alter ego.
Right.
So if you're playing as...
Randy Brandy Nuts.
And I call you WT, I have to do a shot. All right. I have a new rule.
All
it's
right,
called
Dee.
The gangster rule.
What is the gangster
you
rule?
You have to start playing the drinking game from the beginning of the podcast.
Oh, shit.
You don't just start it after Tolmec.
That made
you
double.
Think you're a gangster.
Okay.
Start at the top of the podcast.
Who, what? When? Wait, why? What?
Who, what? Have fun. Drink responsibly.
Why?
Walk in pairs. Maybe call an Uber or call the car services. Why? Because you ain't gonna make it.
It's from that time I told you, man. You wanted to eat that lollipop out of that stripper snatch. You wanted to do it.
Out of her vagina, I know. Remember what you did? What'd you do?
Nothing.
You ate a box of nerds out of her.
Fucking said you wouldn't tell. You sowed your own poison, man.
That's a mystery clip.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
My favorite dude. What comedy movie are we celebrating on the next hashtag Chasing Domenico podcast?
All right, next podcast, episode 53, we are celebrating comedy movie.
The campaign.
Please come with me to Rainbow Land, where unicorns are made of fudge and cotton candy, and everything is free.
It's like the most magical place on the planet, and I want to go there right now. So you have until the next podcast to watch the campaign and brush up on your comedy movie quotes.
He looks like the Travelocity gnome.
What?
The podcast is posted.
He does.
The podcast is posted at 7 p.m. on the full moon at DomenicoArtist.com. That's when I release things on the New York City full moon. Which one? I don't know.
You gotta find out.
Hashtag Chasing Domenico Podcast. Check Twitter at DomenicoArtist and Facebook. Domenico Artist, I'm on there a lot. And hey, listeners, if there's an RT on it,
retweet it!
Damn it! God damn it!
There's Jack Ferry. He says it's time to depart from Planet Tolmec, the after-after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the after-after-after party is at DomenicoArtist.com. So bookmark it.
God damn it! Did you just soil yourself?
Yeah.
Maybe. It did sound a little wet, didn't it? Right at the end. Let's have a smell, all right? Ooh, wafting. Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic. All right, analysis. Oh, it smells like carrots and throw up. Oh, that could gag a maggot. I smell like hot, sick ass in a dead carcass. Oh, even stink would say that stinks. You know when you go to an apartment building and you smell other people's cooking on each floor and you're going, what are they cooking? That plus crap.
That's from our. That's from our comedy movie theme today. Austin Powers, Gold Member.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Comedy movie. Yeah. We like to take some of the songs from the soundtrack
from the
throughout
movie.
The podcast.
That's a brilliant extra layer that you put through the podcast.
Thank you, baby. Like this song right here.
Very shagadelic, baby. Yeah. Jesus Christ. This tape is making my nuts rub together.
Oh,
it's going to start a fire.
Welcome to 1975, Austin Powers and Bonham. They are both fingers, you see? You have a toy body.
Toy
I see that from your toy pants.
Toy
yes, you are toy like a tiger.
God damn it! Way to go, a-hole!
All right, hold on. Let's try and find my balls, for God's sakes. One, two, and three. Okay, I'm okay.
What, I didn't have any corn?
This is episode 52.
If anyone can take a hint.
Of the Chasing Domenico podcast.
How about you don't, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty?
You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly,
take the bait!
Don't just have a great night.
Interns, hit me.
Have an American night!
I didn't have any corn.
Are we done here? I've got to take a crap.